Reeser, St. Helena, California, January 10, 1908. Elder Reeser, Los Angeles. My dear brother, I was unable to sleep more than 2 hours last night. Your case was lying heavily on my heart. I am thankful that you see that to accept the light that God has sent is the only course for you to pursue. I believe you to be sincere in what you have written. Our sanitariums are most important agencies for the promulgation of the message of truth in the earth. They are to be made a success in every way. Had your mind been unprejudiced, you would have discerned the Lord's plan for the students in the sale of the books, Christ's Object Lessons, and Ministry of Healing, in order that the sanitarium and the schools might be helped, and that the students might receive an essential experience. The students should be encouraged to enter upon their mission with these two books after having received instruction in the way they should be handled. We have the highest authority for the prosecution of this work. Those who go forth to engage in the sale of these books will find many open doors of Christian service, and they will be doing the very work which Christ instructed his disciples to do in his last great commission. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. As they canvass for the books, the way will be opened for the students to give instruction in the truth. Opportunities will be given for them to care for and treat the sick, and they will do this work, knowing that the great medical missionary is presiding over each case. Impressions will be made on the minds of the sufferers that the human agent alone could never make. Christ himself is present at the bedside of the sick to suggest ways of ministry, and the efforts made for the relief of the sufferer will preach a sermon more powerful than any words could be. Thus, the missionary pioneer will open many a door for service, and the presence with him of the great missionary and the power which he bestows will be constantly enlarging the worker's sphere of usefulness. The gospel of health is to be given to all nations in true simplicity, without the use of poisonous drugs. And a large work for the cause of truth will be accomplished through this medium. Skill in training the sick without the use of drugs will give Christ the right of way through those workers who go forth to heal physical disease in unison with the preaching of the gospel. This is why God has specified that our sanitariums and schools be carried on in educational lines and that they blend in perfect harmony. The students who come to the schools for training are to have the advantages of learning how to treat the sick. This knowledge, combined with the education obtained in their schoolwork, will make their training a perfect whole. This, in the heavenly courts, is termed the higher education. I will write you more on this subject later, if possible. I must close this now in order to get it into the mail before Sabbath.